In the race to lead the State Department of Public Instruction, Superintendent Tony Evers filed papers to run for re-election, and Republican Assemblyman Don Pridemore filed signatures to challenge him. Evers was first elected 4 years ago. He's been critical of Governor Scott Walker for cutting school funding and curbing teacher union rights, but he's also worked with the governor on a system for measuring school performance. Evers says what separates him from Pridemore is his experience, including
36 years of experience in public education, developing and implementing new standards in English, language arts, and mathematics, new accountability system, assessment system, looking for different ways, more fair ways to fund our schools and provide resources for our kids. So clearly, those experiences that I just talked about, my opponent has not had those experiences.
Pridemore's background is in engineering. He was elected to the legislature in 2004, but he says that doesn't preclude him from running for school superintendent.
Well, I'm also a parent. Education and election law are my passions. That's why I ran for office. I've been on every education committee that the Assembly has had over the last 8 years. And I've been frustrated with the fact that our educational system continues to go downhill, even with all the money that we put into it from the legislature.
Also filing signatures today in the race for Supreme Court were Marquette Law Professor Ed Filone and Lemon Law Attorney Vince Megna. Incumbent Justice Patience Rogensack filed her signatures late last week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.